Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First things first is you guys probably noticed a lot of guys missing. We had a bunch of injuries that were sustained in the UCLA game. And I'll give you guys more update on Monday on those guys. So obviously some key guys, and we're hoping for a quick recovery. And then Alex Cook, who we all saw got an injury here right on the field. He was taken to the hospital. He has movement in all his extremities. He's awake, and they're bringing him back from the hospital to the stadium here, so we can get on the bus and go back to Seattle with us on the flight. So that's all good news. Still some tests to be run, but I think that's the most positive news that we could receive with him being able to come back with us. And then, with the game, obviously I'm proud of the guys for fighting back. This always seems like a chaotic place to play. Ever since I've been here since 2014, every game has been a roller coaster. I don't know what it is, but I'm glad our team fought back and came back with a victory. Got a lot of stuff to clean up. Run defense is very poor right now. Run fits and tackling. It's unfortunate that we've played it that bad in the last 3 weeks. And so we got a lot of work to do in that department. But on the bright side, those guys, we stepped up and got three turnovers. And we did not turn the ball over. And that was the big thing we talked about with the bye week. So we won the turnover margin 3-0. And our offense came back after a very frosty first half, and came back and scored some touchdowns in the second half. Questions?
How do you explain the first half offensively going on with 0 points?
Yeah, I would explain it execution by us and bad execution by us and good execution by Arizona. We huddled up at halftime. There were some things that all the coaches were discussing that they were doing. And we were able to change what we were doing in the second half and expose what they were doing. And so I give a lot of credit to our staff to be able to see that. And that's where you saw a bunch of explosive plays going to our wide receivers. And then all of a sudden we got them on their heels a little bit. And then the run game opened up and we got some points on the board finally.
What did you guys see?
Well, we play these guys again next year, so I'm not going to tell you that.
What did you see in the difference with Dylan from first to second half? We're in the first half, obviously being pressured a lot. He seemed like he was a little bit shaken at times.
Yeah.
In terms of just his temperament, his performance from first half to second half.
Yeah, so I think from the sideline, obviously, what I saw was they were covering our receivers up really, really well. And they were pressuring us, and he didn't have anywhere to throw the ball. And so as much as we wanted to get him the ball out, and then all of a sudden he was getting hit. And he got hit really hard in that first drive. And that's where the adjustments in the second half were crucial. We were able to loosen up some coverages and get some guys sprung open and get the ball to. And Dylan did a nice job of getting the ball to our receivers.
Was there coming through a lot of emotion at halftime from the players, kind of like we got to turn this around?
There wasn't a lot of emotion. It was, a lot of positive emotion. I would say that it wasn't for lack of effort. It was for lack of execution, and so. The guys had great juice all week long in pregame warmups, in the locker room before we ran out on the field. And, what I told the guys is, when you go down and score, and it's the 13-7 ball game, we're down by one score. And it was more positive, not a lot of yelling and screaming. It was more, hey, we know we can do this. We just have to execute better.
Did Tooley's interception change things for you guys energy-wise?
Oh, huge, huge play. Huge play. Yes, it did, all the way. They were going on that drive, and it was, 3-4 yards every run, And that play by Thule was a huge charge of the whole sideline for the defense, offense, for the whole team. Got a game ball at the end of the in the locker room here for that performance.
What is having Zion back, and obviously he got the sack today and had a couple more pressures, just to have him rushing the passer and also on your sideline, what's the importance of that been?
Yeah, another guy that brings just awesome juice. He's a huge boost to morale. He's a huge boost to our opponents worrying about where he is and him rushing. He causes a lot of havoc in the backfield. And seeing what I saw and seeing him afterwards, I would say that his pitch count is going to be even more now going into the next game. We have him on pitch count the first game against UCLA. He had more plays tonight. I don't have the exact number right now, but it's somewhere in the 20-some range. And I'm expecting him to play even more here coming up against Stanford.
You mentioned in the past that you guys like make in-game adjustments rather than halftime adjustments, but what does halftime allow you to do, I mean, maybe with your other coaches, but also players?
You have more time to huddle up as a coaching staff first and then get the information to your players and look them in the eye and, you know, not worried about the game going on and having to go back out the very next play or, you know, after a turnover or something like that. So it's definitely a more calm atmosphere. But we're always changing things, you know, throughout the game. But halftime is definitely a time to where everything settles down and you're really able to make some good adjustments and have good eye-to-eye contact and be able to talk to your players.
How much do you value that time? I mean, it seems like you guys have had a lot more successful second halves a lot this season and last year too.
Yeah, I mean, I think every coach values it for sure. I think that's why. I'm guessing that's why they came up with halftime is for everybody to kind of rehuddle and let's regroup here and let's go back out and change things or keep doing what you're doing. Coach, I'd rather it be like that way. Keep doing what we're doing.
Coach, you talked about, you know, Dylan took that hard hit and Sam went in. Was there thought of putting Patrick in instead of Sam, or was part of the game plan to get Sam some reps today?
No. So part of the game plan was actually to get Sam some reps today. And interesting how it all played out. Dylan took a huge hit. His face mask and everything came up on him, and they couldn't get his nose to stop bleeding, I believe. And so our plan was to get Sam in the game even before that happened. And that was more, you know, we know Sam has come along every single day since spring football up until now. It has nothing to do with Dylan. We just want to make sure we're ready, because you can see at any moment we can lose our starting quarterback, just like our opponent has lost two starting quarterbacks. And so we got to make sure that next guy's ready to go. And so Sam will get another opportunity down the road. We're not sure which game it will be, but to this point he's played two games. And if it turns out to be a redshirt, he's going to have two more, or you never know. You might have to play some more depending on health.
Just to follow up, was there a point where you almost put him back in again?
No.
Were you only planning to play him for one series then ahead of time?
Yeah, that was the plan. It just depended how the series was going to go, correct.
And when Sam comes in, is the full playbook available to him? Obviously, I think you guys ran all but one play. Sam being in and Dylan being in?
Right. The full playbook. Yeah, I think what we would do, you know, normally what you would do with a younger player is you would make sure it's plays that he feels really good about. He knows all the plays, but you definitely want to set him up for success, him or anybody up for success in that matter, not just Sam. And so it's the same. And then I think about it, even different plays that we run on defense or offense. If there's a younger player in there, we'll make sure it's a play that we know that they can handle. And it's no different for Sam. He knows the playbook, but it definitely would have been more of a, hey, let's make sure we're setting him up for success.
With Cam Davidson at the end of the, you know, towards the end of the game, was that to try to provide a spark, or was that just something in the offense packages that he runs better?
No, like I always say, we like our stable of running backs, and he was fresh legs, and you saw what he does. I mean, he goes in there and churns out some yards. We like our running backs, and you know, those running backs in early on, they're getting all these carries, they're getting banged up, they're getting some wear on them. And when you're able to throw out a fresh running back, that's tough on the defense that's also worn down.
You mentioned Arizona's running game. You know, they had a couple of big ones, a 50-yard run, a 30-yard run. What did they do that gave you guys trouble in that aspect?
Yeah, the two, well, the one I know to Berry Hill was the sweep play, and we didn't fall back, and then we missed a huge tackle by a defensive back. And all the big plays go through the defensive backs. If it's a run play or a pass play, it's because of the DBs. And so we didn't fall back on the fly sweep, and our DB missed the tackle, and that's what happened on that one. I'm trying to remember the other big play. I don't know if you remember offhand.
It was a 34-yard run.
Yeah, I can't remember that one off the top of my head. But I guarantee it would be a defensive back. It's someone up front messed up, but the big play happened because a defensive back missed a tackle.
Who decided on the all whites?
Our leadership council.
On those deep balls that you guys had, like especially to Terrell later on, and is that kind of something that you see of coverages during a game that makes you feel more comfortable to do those plays, or maybe what would allow you to do that earlier in the game?
That's correct. No, exactly what you just said. And so when we see the coverages that they're playing and the fronts that they're playing, the blitzes that they're bringing at us, that's what allows us to get – we know we can get in this formation and run that exact play and make sure that play works. And they did a nice job. They changed things up from what they were doing in the first few games. But we caught up to it, and we were able to make some plays.
Is that something that your staff is seeing, or does Dylan ever talk
our staff.
To
you? Yep, our staff.
You touched on this a little bit, but is the ideal scenario to keep Sam's red shirt? Is that in a perfect world?
I think
like to happen?
I wouldn't say that. I think we're all focused in on the 2021 season, and we're trying to win as many football games as we can. And so I wouldn't say that's that hasn't been the goal at all. And you can see what's happening. Again, like I look at our opponent, you know, losing two quarterbacks and having to play with a third quarterback. At any point, you may have to go. And then now we're rolling. So, no, I wouldn't. That's not the goal at all. We're trying to win football games in 2021.
And so I know you've had guys before who have asked to redshirt or want mm-hmm. to redshirt. I assume Sam's not one of those guys.
I mean, I'll keep those conversations to him and I, but I know he wants to play and he's ready to go. I know that.
What happened on the blocked punt and Ray Everson almost 50 yards punt?
Yeah, another unfortunate play. And, you know, our shield blocked the wrong person. And so that's we're going to go to the film and make sure we clean that up. That was it should have been blocked. It should have been blocked by us, the penetrators. And it was a mistake by our shield.
Jimmy, were you afraid that, concerned that a team that had been so long since they won their last game, they get a little taste of it, they get a lead, that was going to fire them up and then make them that much harder to beat?
University of Arizona?
Arizona.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. I mean, we were – I told you guys in the beginning of the week, and then I talked to Jed and right before the game started, they've been in every single game, every game. They almost beat BYU, you know, in Las Vegas, and I could just go up and down every single game. They're in Austin Stadium, one-score game, and then – every game they've been in all the way, and you could just see it happening right, you know, right here. And so, you know, they have a good team, they have good players, but thankfully the Dogs came out on top in the end.
You've hinted at this before about close games, how you guys kind of enjoy, you and your team enjoys like those close games and like what you've learned from them. I mean, what about today specifically? Do you think this one feels different than maybe another close game you've played?
It probably feels more like Utah from last year a little bit, you know, just being down at halftime and then coming back and scoring points. Believe me, I would rather win by a lot than win by a little, but a win's a win. We are finding out a lot about ourselves, though, going through these tough times, tough losses, and then also these tough wins for just grinding it out. We got a lot of work to do, and we'll get better from this.
What do you feel like changed in the second half offensively for you guys?
We just had a couple big plays. First half we were lacking energy, I would say, and it was hard. We were coming out pretty flat, and we knew that if we got one, that we would keep it rolling. So we just needed one spark. We came out, we scored a touchdown, and we knew we could keep it rolling.
You and Dylan have been trying to hit that deep one a couple times earlier today. And I mean, what worked on those two passes?
Shoot, I mean, he was bullseye on those. They gave us the coverage that we really wanted. And one high, they were just playing man the whole time. So we tried to run it earlier, but wasn't the good look. We ran it again, perfect look, and he delivered a strike.
Do you think that was kind of a factor, just what they were showing? Did you guys choose that just based on the defense that they were showing, or was that in the game plan all along?
Yeah, I mean, on film, they really just showed playing cover one to one high and then just cover two to two high. So in the first look, they kind of zoned it off, but if we got man, then it would be a good shot to hit.
Do you feel like Tuli's interception changed the energy a little bit?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, when you get a turnover, any turnover like that is going to change the momentum of the game. So, like I said, we were down, but we went on a little roll. We rolled on for a little bit, so that interception was key for the win.
Do you have any explanation for why, like you said, you came out flat and lacking energy?
Shoot, I don't know, really. I mean, we just weren't hitting on the shots we were taking. It's hard to really open the offense up when we're trying to take shots and we can't connect on them. But it just takes one play. That's all we were really harping on. We were talking about that at halftime. So we just needed one big play, and we knew we would keep going.
From your perspective, what do you think the issues have been with trying to run the ball this year? Why has it been so hard to get a running game going, do you think?
I think the running game is a little bit it's getting harder because we're not connecting on those shots. I think when you start threatening defenses deep, they have to respect everything. But until we prove that we consistently can throw the ball downfield versus tighter coverage, I feel like it's going to be a lot of stacked boxes we're going against. But like I said again, we can still execute on those. We're just going to have to get a good blocking scheme. And it's going to be harder, but we could get it done.
You mentioned going to the locker room at halftime. You guys are down 13-0, pretty ugly first half. What was the vibe in the locker room? What was said, you know, when you had this tough of a half as you guys did?
I mean, people are getting emotional, but I mean, I just try to stay composed in times like that. I mean, we weren't down. We were only down two possessions, so all we need is a little bit of energy on offense. I mean, we were doing really good on defense. They had a couple possessions. They only had 13 points, so. Again, we only needed two touchdowns to get back in the game. But like I said, we went a little run.
You talked to me a little bit about your ability to get deep. It seems like you're getting a lot of opportunities, mm-hmm. and a lot of the time you're just getting tackled before you catch
that's
the
worst, yeah. Yeah, so we're calling a lot of shots. We're getting pressure up front. So, I mean, sometimes the ball comes out not perfect. It's a lot of things that factor into it. It's not just on the quarterback or on the offensive line. It's a lot of factors. But we're taking shots deep and we're getting separation, but like I said, we just got to connect on them. If the ball's underthrown, you just got to go attack it, and that PI call is pretty easy to get.
Does it seem like when you're getting open, to me it looks like you're getting tackled?
Yeah, yeah. Especially last game, that was terrible, but it's football, you know. It's going to happen sometimes.
What was it like when Dylan gets hit and comes out, Sam comes in?
Yeah.
This is, you know, the first real meaningful snaps he's played.
I mean, I don't really know how to answer that. I mean, Dylan was a little banged up. I didn't know if he could go out there. We have full faith in Sam. He's very talented. But whoever's out there, you know, we're just going to rally around him.
You mentioned a few times just that, like, earlier you're talking about those deep plays. And in the second half, you guys have had more success. Do you think that in the first half, if you guys kind of attack the weaknesses of the other team, you find more success? Or where do you find that first half struggle to deep from?
We were attacking, I mean, the weaknesses of their team. Playing man coverage, I mean, we just got to win. So, I mean, I feel like if we put the ball up versus man, we should win a good percentage of the time. But when we take those shots and they don't necessarily work out, it's easy to go three and out and things like that. So, like I said, we just have to – if we connect on those cover one plays, then it's a whole different game. It's a whole different game. But that's why I would say we came out a little flat in the first half.
How close do you guys think you are to doing that?
To doing what?
The first half. Connecting
out. Oh, yeah, we're right there. I mean, you know, we just got to catch the ball. I mean, we're getting shots to go up and get the ball, but we just got to come down with it, and that changes the course of the game. I mean, those are like 40-yard plays going down the field.
What's your key on that screen pass, and what were you reading there? What did you see?
Well, we know all week that they run screens on any down. So we know that we're getting a good amount of pressure on the QB, this young QB. So we knew they were going to make short passes. So my whole thing was I didn't really get blocked straight off the line. You know, my O lineman kind of, he went straight. He only touched me a little bit and went straight back. And I know my coach tells us all the time, we're not that good. You know what I mean? We're not going to get in the backfield that fast. So, you know what I mean? I just knew it was way too good to be true. And I just went back. I seen all the linemen running. And that's something that we practiced. This whole week, so yeah.
Have you had an interception in the game before this?
Nah, this is my first one. Yeah, this is my first one.
So what did your eyes get real good seeing that? What was that like, and what was the reaction?
When I first caught it, I didn't even think I had it in my hands until I looked down and I felt like, you know, everybody kept hitting me. I'm like, dang, I really caught this, you know what I mean? So that was about it, man. I just knew it was a big play for my team, a huge turning point. So, you know what I mean? If anybody would have caught the pick, I would have been just as happy. Well, it seemed like that was the spark that we needed, you know? Offense, right after the turnover, they went down and scored. Defense held, you know what I mean? So I like to say, like, it was a huge turning point, but you know what I mean? All my guys, they was fighting. They was going to fight to the end, so.
What was the mindset when you find yourself trailing to Arizona going into the fourth quarter as a team?
Never quit. There's way too much game left. I trust my guys. I know that they're going to keep going until the clock says 0-0, so that's it.
You guys went into halftime down 13-0 and probably, I would guess, pretty low. It was a pretty ugly first half. What's the conversation at halftime when you put that kind of a half together?
Was you just regroup, you know what I mean? You got a whole nother half left, and you can't make the same mistakes that you made the first half. You know, you go in, locker room, you fix all that up, and you just go back out, and you try your best. And fortunately for us, you know what I mean, that was just the adjustments that we needed.
You guys held them down pretty well when they reached the red zone. What was the key there?
Just playing keys, you know. Coaches was telling us we got to play our keys, and that was just the main thing that we had to do.
It's been a struggle against the run for you guys this season. They had success today, too. What were they doing that made it tough for you in the run game?
You know what I mean? There was some gaps that there was uncovered. You know what I mean? As a team, as a defense, we're gonna get that fixed up. But I'm not sure. I feel like if anything, we were giving them that. You know what I mean? Like, it was more so on us. So I feel like we just gotta go back and correct all those things, and then hopefully we can stop it better. So
you guys had a lot of close wins in the past couple of years. What do you think a win like this does for your team? And I mean, does that kind of build some momentum into the next week?
Definitely. And I think it is, just from that locker room right there, man. Those boys in there, you could tell that this was much needed, and hopefully this could propel us forward, you know what I mean, with the season, with the remaining left of games we got. So
the baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.